Dad, are any of these movies good?
Worst episode ever.
I see a lot of films. I love all of them.
Your job is to rate movies on a scale from good to excellent.
Hated it.
Well, you can try, if you want to discern the heroes from the villains in the bloody drama that is Capitol Hill, or you can do it in a way that's a lot more fun. How about at the movies? As always, our Movie Date team, Rafer Guzman and Kristen Meinzer, here to weigh in on the actual movies that are coming up this week. Rafer, of course, film critic for Newsday. Kristen is our culture producer here at The Takeaway. Hi, guys.
Hi, Todd.
Hey, Todd.
Of course, you can always subscribe to the Movie Date podcast. And Kristen, you've got a special Movie Date podcast this week.
Yeah, we have Captain Phillips, the real Captain Phillips, an interview with him. Listen to the podcast to hear everything he has to say about the accuracies, inaccuracies of the movie, and about that accent of Tom Hanks's.
Okay, the actual real Captain Richard Phillips, not the Tom Hanks version. But, of course, you know that we're about to talk about the Tom Hanks version of Captain Phillips. Listen.
This is Mask, Alabama. We have two skiffs approaching at a distance of 1.5 miles with a possible mothership following.
Potential piracy situation.
Coffee, Alabama, you should alert your crew, get your fire hoses ready,
and follow lockdown procedures.
Is that it?
I'm relaying your transmission now, but chances are it's just fishermen.
Then I'll hear the fish.
This is, of course, based on the real-life attack on the Maersk, Alabama in 2009 by Somali pirates. We all remember the story. Kristen, how does it transfer to the big screen?
I have to say it's incredibly tense. It's very engaging. I was on the edge of my seat the whole time. Although I do have to say I wish that there was a little bit more nuance to how the Somali pirates were depicted. They seem more like villains than humans. And Captain Phillips is depicted as a hero.
Rafer, any breakthrough performances from people playing Somali pirates or people we've never seen on the screen before?
Yeah, I do think, the pirates are all Somali Americans from Minnesota, I believe. They did a casting call and rounded them all up. And
That's interesting.
Yeah, the lead actor whose name I think is Abdi.
Barkhad Abdi.
Thank you, Kristen. He plays Musay, who is the pirate captain. I think he's great, and I think he and the other Somali pirates are basically what make this movie so interesting. You really come to, you don't defend what they're doing, clearly, but you come to understand how desperate they are, what drove them to this, and that these aren't political zealots, these aren't terrorists, these are just subsistence-level fishermen driven to these extremes. And I think they really add a layer of humanity to the movie that it wouldn't have otherwise had, I think.
All right. Now, you guys also saw Machete Kills, the new Mexploitation film by Robert Rodriguez, starring Danny Trejo. Listen.
I like this.
Like your style. Low tech, but this ain't your mama's canker. Consider this the Swiss Army knife of machetes.
Rafer, Machete has lots of blood flying out of jugular veins. I just know it.
Oh yes. These are my people. Machete playing the world's meanest vato. He's back from the original film. Yeah, more bloodletting. More gunplay. Bodies flying apart. I thought this was a little stickier, a little cornier than the first one, but eventually it got me. It won me over. Really good performance, by the way, from Mel Gibson as the villain, an international arms dealer. I enjoyed it.
The villain. What a stretch for Mel Gibson.
Yeah,
Kristen
exactly.
Meinzer, even Lady Gaga shows up in this one.
Everybody's in this movie. Cuba Gooding Jr., Michelle Rodriguez, Jessica Alba, star-packed. And I have to agree with Rafer. It is stickier than the first one. But I see that as a good thing. This was a lot more fun than the first one. It's a lot wackier. The violence is cartoonish, but in the most enjoyable, entertaining way. I really liked this movie a lot.
Well, I'm impressed, Kristen, because usually you don't like it when the blood flies. So I guess this one's different for you, huh?
Oh, when it's fun blood, I can take it.
Kristen Meinzer and Rafer Guzman, our Movie Date team. Reminder, you can download the Movie Date podcast, which this week has Kristen's interview with the real Captain Richard Phillips. And stay tuned, because coming up next, Chief Mate Shane Murphy of the Maersk, Alabama, the real live first mate, about a side of the story that you might not have seen in the movie. Stay tuned for that.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.